But to get to your question, the way we separate the biology, first of all, as I alluded to at the beginning, is Philadelphia positive or Philadelphia negative. That's a very, very important thing. And at least my approach is I usually will just administer some corticosteroids to what I call cool the patient off. It usually takes about 48 to 72 hours to get that data back before I'll initiate a protocol or a therapy for that patient. It's so important to know whether the Philadelphia chromosome is present. In kids, it's only present about 2 to 3% of the time. In adults, about 30% of the time. But it's a linear migration. So in young adult patients, 20s to 30s, we see in about 5 to 6%, and it keeps increasing in frequency to patients over age 60, about half of them. So in this young woman, she was Philadelphia negative, and so that really bifurcates our decision. There is a new entity that's coming out. We don't know exactly how to identify those patients perfectly. It's called a Philadelphia-like signature. So it looks like, smells like, biologically like the Philadelphia chromosome. I know I keep using the word like there, but it is the name of the disease. But it doesn't have a Philadelphia chromosome. These patients are thought to have a poorer prognosis, and there is a slight increase in the frequency in this AYA or young adult patient population. I raise that as an issue because that's the new 2017 biologic issue. We're not exactly sure how to treat those patients any differently, and at least at my institution, we just watch them more closely, but we treat them with the same studies.